free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And this is your host, For Your Freedom, and tonight we'll be looking at where UFO experts go wrong. Let's start with a summary of the reality of our situation on Earth. Because there are so many planets in the galaxy alone, billions, life will have evolved elsewhere, and their technology will be far more advanced than ours, which is only a few hundred years old. Even if most civilizations fail before reaching an advanced technology, because there are so many places where life will evolve. So the notion that there's some kind of a barrier to aliens getting here is nothing more than a fiction in the minds of the skeptics. And since the universe is so many billions of years older than our sun or planet, they have gotten here millions of years ago, at the least. Therefore, they have seeded life on this planet, steered its evolution genetically, and interfered in human civilization in order to produce the kind of cattle they want. They do this all secretly because to reveal themselves would either affect some of the products that they are harvesting from us, or it may reveal a weakness through which we could free ourselves. Since the 40s, the aliens have purposely crashed UFOs so that we would reverse engineer them. And the Mantoid Gray hybridization abduction program is being used to create human hybrids that can infiltrate our society, telepathically control us, and take over these reverse engineered UFOs. This is the only scenario that fits all the reported facts, but the vanity of humanity does not want to admit that humans are mere cattle. That is one compelling reason why no one else has come up with this obvious scenario, and we've covered why the scientists barely even look at the topic, so they are not going to come up with this. But tonight we're going to look at why the researchers and analysts in the UFO field have not come up with this. Now, because there's a lot of money to be made in the UFO field, it is very similar to the scientific establishment in that you don't want to lose your prestige. But we're going to find at the end of this commentary that there is a surprisingly sinister and somewhat ironic reason why people who have been in the UFO field for decades have not come up with this scenario. First of all, I'm going to have to apologize for the sketchy nature of this analysis. I have lost vision from a preventable illness due to the fascism inherent in the American medical system, and therefore I cannot read like I used to, and I cannot read the latest books of all the UFO experts. I'm only going by what I hear on talk shows and what I can find on YouTube, whose search algorithm has gone completely to shit. That being said, let's look at the downed UFOs. Jacques Vallée, Grant Cameron, and Daryl Sims all say that the UFOs have obviously been crashed as gifts or as plants. As Grant Cameron puts it, these advanced aliens didn't travel halfway across the galaxy just to crash accidentally on Earth. I don't know Jacques Vallée's view on whether the plants are in order for us to reverse engineer and produce UFOs, but Daryl Sims feels that the reverse engineering is harder than it sounds, and Grant Cameron feels that we have not reverse engineered them because he talked to an insider and asked them whether they were using consciousness in the UFOs, a idea that he has come across through other evidence, and the insider told him no. So therefore he believes there are no reverse engineered UFOs. But he is failing to consider the multiple scenarios that are possible. The insider may not be aware of whether we're using consciousness in our UFOs because of the compartmented nature of the military-industrial programs involved, and it may be possible to make UFOs that don't require consciousness. And the most obvious one, that the insider is lying. Grant Cameron's commentary is always a treat because he is a virtual fire hose of facts, and he does a reasonably good job in probability thinking. Jacques Vallée, decades ago, came up with the ideas that not all the UFOs are nuts and bolts, and that the fairy stories could also be related to the UFO phenomenon. Stephen Greer has access to leakers who have revealed to him that we have had reverse engineered UFOs for several decades now. But he has been led to believe that all aliens are good and therefore does not grasp that the UFOs we are making are being taken from us by alien hybrids. Bob Lazar leaked that he was working on reverse engineering UFOs, that there was a battle between the gray aliens and the military in 79, and the interesting property that when two anti-gravity fields overlap, the spaceship uses it as a way to fall forward. It creates a tractor beam, as it were. Rather than killing leakers with false suicides like they used to do in the early days, now they're being discredited. Bob Lazar has been discredited, and they denied he actually worked at Area 51. In much the same manner that Lou Alessandro is being denied as working on UFO recovery teams for the government. I was at first skeptical when I heard Bob Lazar's accounts because he went on and on about this secret fluid. Now, because of the compartmentalized nature of the secret program he was working at, he believed that the fluid was solely responsible for the anti-gravity effect, but I knew it was actually a field effect. Now, Joseph P. Farrell, in his research on the Nazis, said that because they were having trouble finding conducting fluid, mercury, they came up with another fluid. So this is the fluid that Bob Lazar is talking about. Not a big secret in and of itself, simply a cheaper form of mercury. There is also a report, I forget where it comes from, about six scientists who were each working in a compartmentalized area of reverse engineering, got together to compare their notes and release as a group to give a clearer picture of what was going on. And they talked about the triangle UFOs that are commonly seen with a glowing orb at each corner. Further confirming Bob Lazar, the triangular UFOs don't fly with the point forward as you would expect from aerodynamic means, but with the base forward. This is where the two UFO anti-gravity fields overlap, creating the tractor beam that pulls the UFO forward. The fields, of course, are being created by the plasma balls at each corner, and the two in front are set higher, and the one in back, it provides lower anti-gravity just to stabilize. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Hey, let's eliminate income tax altogether. Instead, let's just tax wealth at the same percentage as the sales tax. Then everyone would pay a fair share. The poor paid the sales tax, and the rich would pay on the wealth they own. This would also give those lazy parasites an incentive to get out there and earn some more to replace the wealth that is being taxed away. Remember, money isn't speech, it's bribery and corruption. And wealth isn't privilege, it's treason. So let's help the wealthy become good Americans by taxing away their treasonous possession of wealth. No more tax forms, no more loopholes. It's easy when sales tax and wealth tax are tied together. No corrupted representative would ever pass anything this obviously good for us. So get out your ballot signatures and make America free again. Next, we'll look at those in the UFO community closest to figuring out what's actually going on. And we'll begin with Associate Professor David Jacobs, who gave up becoming a full professor in order to study the UFO field. The other folks at his university couldn't get rid of him because he had tenure, but they did block him from becoming a full professor, which makes him a rarity among scientists, a scientist who chose scientific truth above his career and reputation. He worked with Bud Hopkins doing hypno-regressions to get the facts from the abductees. He would give them false leading questions to verify whether they had actually been abducted or were fabricating. For instance, he would ask them if they could see the lights overhead that were lighting everything, and the real ones would always say there were no lights overhead because the light is coming from the ionization of the air by the UFO motor. He found that there were several kinds of hybrids being created. There would be an early hybrid, only half human, half manted, that would take care of the babies, and then has the human hybrid children got older, there'd be a more human-looking hybrid taking care of them. And then finally, near adulthood, there would be a almost passable as human, human-manted hybrid that would be the security for the human hybrid, whose one mission was always to protect them. Now, it occurs to me that there's like a specialization of tasking for the hybrids. And this reminded me that the tall whites, who I considered a hybrid, Charles Hall said they could not multitask. So the fact that the mantid's weakness is its lack of multitasking capability led me to another idea besides psychedelics for overloading their mental computing, and that would be catchy jingles. You know what I'm talking about, that pop song that gets in your head and you can't stop singing it. This is the kind of thing that could propagate through the hive mind of the mantis and its hybrids through telepathic contagion and screw them up because they can't multitask. Once they've got that thing playing in their mind, they can't do anything else. Dr. Jacobs only knows what the abductees knows from his research. He believes that the aliens have only arrived since the late 1800s and that they are infiltrating our society with the ability to control our minds in very large numbers. I think he said one out of 20 people have been abducted, and that suggests that there's like 40,000 abductions per day in the United States alone. He bases his numbers on a randomized poll he did and the fact that abductees are often abducted multiple times, up to, say, 100 times per person. A more accurate number of the actual human hybrids produced from the abductions could be arrived at by finding out how many grams of protein are taken from each cattle mutilation, times the number of cattle mutilations, and the amount of protein a person needs per day. Also, I think that the human-looking hybrids infiltrate the programs in order to seize the UFOs, and they will therefore be the ones who survive during the pole shift by taking off on the UFOs, and I don't think we have that many UFOs to rapture up hundreds of millions of human-looking hybrids. And remember, they're raising these from babies. We don't hear about a huge ripoff of diapers going on. Dr. Jacobs also doesn't believe that they are infiltrating our government and taking over that way because they are such idiots when they first enter human society from being raised with the aliens. But he doesn't really know, as I said, what's going on beyond the sight of the abductees. The human hybrids would probably rapidly become very proficient at dealing with human society with their telepathic powers, and therefore not need their security hybrid for very long. For instance, I often thought that they would have a hard time infiltrating human society because they don't have the papers, but they could just show somebody a playing card and the police would think it was a California ID. William Tompkins, a leaker who was actually involved in these secret underground programs to build UFOs since the 1940s, had an attractive secretary who he believed was a Palladian, but was probably a Mantoid hybrid playing him for a sap. He gives her credit for half of his ideas for UFOs and the Apollo project she gave to him telepathically, and he said that the military contractor he worked for kept wondering where the hell she came from, but yet they could never dislodge her from her employment. Next, we'll cover Daryl Sims, who came up with the idea to defend against abductions with a song long before I did, and has actually used it with children in the field, and the children are either returned immediately or never abducted. He uses the Mickey Mouse Club song. He primarily sees it as a defensive means, I believe, in order to stop them from controlling your mind rather than an offensive propagating weapon the way I see it, but he did say it tends to drive them crazy. In addition to successfully deploying the Mickey Mouse song as a countermeasure against the Mantoid alien group, he also was able to actually ambush them in a trap by using an abductee who was regularly abducted on his vacations as volunteer bait. He encountered several aliens during that encounter, and one of the small grays was right outside his tent, and he contacted it telepathically and discovered it had an IQ of about 85, somewhat of a moron. He says that the taller grays have an IQ of about 140 and the mantis around 170. He is also true militia in the fact that he charges nothing for helping the abductees. He often tells skeptics that, well, I don't care if you believe in UFOs or not, because even if you believed in them, you wouldn't do anything about it. And he jokes that his fellow UFO colleagues are using their laptops as their only weapon against the alien invasion. For his fine service in defending America and the planet from the alien menace, the American Time Militia salutes him. In response to Daryl making fools of the aliens with his ambush, they abducted his engineer in 1992 along with several others, and his engineer caught sight of a chart that was explained to him was their activity here, and it was 6,000 years approximately, and they were in their last 100 years. Because of this obviously planted intel, Daryl believes that the UFOs, aliens, will not be able to infiltrate our society because they are failing on their mission since there's only 100 years left. But when we plug this intel into the paradigm we're working on here, 6,000 is very close to 1/4 of a precession, and if you multiplied it by Martian years, if it was 1/4 of a precession, it comes very close to being the end of the Younger Dryas, the last great extinction. So rather than a failure in their mission, this chart just covers the reaping date, the time left to reap the logistics they need from us before the next precessional pole shift wipes out most of humanity. The aliens are actually mocking Daryl because they are so bug sore he made fools of them in the ambush. If their motive was invasion rather than property management or sport, they would have just killed him. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California. 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Fascism is primarily economic, so the way to organize against it is also to take an economic look at it. On Talking Radical Radio, a show called Organizing and How to Do It Better, Nick Dreiger said that you should first find a group with a common economic interest subject to the power of another, find out what all the members of that group care about, then find out which among them are the leaders and lobby them to get them on board, then come up with a issue that is winnable, warn the collective about the fascists' possible countermoves to your pressure, and then gradually increase the pressure, escalating through a variety of tactics until you achieve your objective. This builds collective power, and eventually bigger and bigger issues become winnable. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. Lastly, we'll talk about Richard Dolan. I don't know his feelings about the planted UFOs, but I do know that he says that the aliens may covet our technology, in this case, artificial intelligence computers. And I think he's the only one I've heard who's actually said that the aliens are interested in our technology. I guess most people believe that they are so advanced in their own technology that they consider our technology mere toys. He doesn't believe in the underground UFO program, though. He doesn't consider Admiral Byrd's testimony about the Nazis having a UFO in Antarctica as being valid. He doesn't think the Nazis developed UFOs. And he doesn't think that the triangle UFOs are being run by our government. He recently said that he has looked at recent accounts of sightings of the triangular UFO, which is common. He said they occur like in small remote villages occasionally, and he didn't see how that could be anything that our government would be interested in. But of course, as we say, those UFOs have been taken over by the aliens, and they're following the alien agenda, which would probably be to collect interesting DNA genetics for the same reasons that I might be interested in Moroccan or Zamal or Durban poison landrace sativa rather than the most recent Ken Dog cookies goulash. Richard Dolan is also known for covering the history of the intelligence agency's involvement in UFOs. He sees the alien activity as clandestine, like an intelligence agency. He doesn't naively think that all aliens are good. Is of course aware of Dr. Jacobs' work and is concerned that a lot of the aliens do look human and could easily infiltrate our government or military. He is a student of history, and unlike Dr. Jacobs, he believes the UFO activity goes far back into time, and he is aware of an anomaly in our genetic allele. that isn't connected to any other life form on this earth. And it was an interview he did with Cliff High, where I discovered that German beer had mushrooms in it and it prevented fairy abductions, the UFO equivalent of the time, for several hundred years. Which Richard understandably blew off for the prestige and respectability reasons I've outlined earlier. Or perhaps he'd rather fight the good fight with footnotes. But the fact that he's missing the boat on the infiltration and seizure of our UFOs is puzzling. He's an intelligent man. He's so close on the rest of the scenario we're discussing. Why is he too missing the big picture? Well, an Air Force spook said that the military often sends people to UFO conferences to check out if they are covering any of the lights in the sky that are actually our secret programs, and they can be detected by how carefully groomed they are. The spook also said he's given money to UFO speakers in order to spread disinformation to the crowd. Well, the mantoid human hybrids, with their telepathic control over our minds, are going to have similar motivations. They're going to show up at the UFO conferences to fog the brains of the UFO experts, especially those experts that are closest to realizing the true scenario we're talking about. The attendees are at risk as well, so if you want to understand what's going on with the UFO agenda, whatever you do, never attend a UFO conference. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Well, I was going to end the show on that ironic note, but as I did the show, I started to realize that I've never been abducted. I don't have the charisma to do a shroomathon rave that abductees would show up at. I don't have security clearance to vet the secretaries at a military contractor, but I could take shrooms and go to a UFO conference, stand behind all of the extremely good-looking people I could find there, and sing the Mickey Mouse song in my head until I drove the hybrids out of the building. And if I can do it, then so can you. Or at least someone you know. Send them a link to the show. We're talking about the freedom of the whole planet. And sometimes, the chance to save 8 billion lives begins with one mushroom. And on that day, a Milankovic cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane. And behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea. And it did lift up the land by classified technology. And the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.